Hey, everybody, and welcome to Chosen Path. Today, we'd like to bring you a special co-host, Marcy Bressler. Hey, Marce.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great. Our podcast today is going to be about getting rid of negative energy. So we've got 7 proven ways to get rid of negative energy. So our cast is going to consist of helping you internalize your energetic vibration and raising that into a positive state while helping you manifest your dreams, desires, and awareness of self-care and motivation. Are you excited, Marcy?
I am totally excited. This is going to be so much fun. And I'm really happy that we're going to be able to do this and actually talk with others about this too.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest things today was being able to do this podcast. Just because, again, positive-minded individuals like myself, like you and others that are friends of ours, and people that we don't even know, you know, as a collective whole, bringing positivity is key. And one of the biggest things that we've actually been noticing is a push for positivity around our globe since there's a lot of negative aspects happening. So here with my co-host, for several years, she's been putting the seeds out there just as I have across our friends, coworkers, family, et cetera, always making sure we're in a positive state. And of course we fail. We're all human.
Right.
But we work together and we continue this trend of frequency in positive ways and ways of thinking. That would be an awareness to a whole, and we're gonna help each other when we do fall. Right?
That's exactly it. And just like you stated, none of us are perfect and we do fail, but this podcast is actually going to be helping us to, or we're going to give examples of how to come out of that, even when we do have negative points in our life. So these are ways that we can kind of always keep it positive as much as we can throughout our days.
So. That is correct. Yes. So as I stated before, one of the biggest pushes that I've seen around our globe has been, you know, when I'm getting on a plane and I'm seeing a magazine and the magazine talks about your positivity or your wellness and how do you release stress and so on. And I'm starting to see that push more and more via social media, mm-hmm. via friends, even via TV shows where the writers write a positive point versus a negative point. So the question is, how do we do that? If negativity surrounds us daily, at work, at home, relationships, family, et cetera, how are we going to get that negativity grime off of us and then surround us with that bathing water of positivity? Well, today's a good day to show you those 7 proven ways to get rid of that negative energy and become that positive person of light that you are here to be with.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's begin. That's why you guys are here. So we're going to start with step number 1, which is become grateful for everything. And that really is about our life. That really is to believe who we are. I mean, a lot of us feel, and this is everybody, I don't care who you are, a lot of us feel we are entitled to be the center of the universe. We are entitled to always be happy. It's about us. We were put here. The world revolves around us. Well, guess what? No, that's very vain. And that's just not what being grateful is. Being grateful really is not you're the center of the universe. It's more of what you are really giving than receiving. And you are giving love. You are giving energy. You are giving that positive unselfishness and appreciation of everything around you. Like for you, Marcy, what does it mean to become grateful?
I like to, okay, so every morning I have myself about a 40-minute drive to work. And during this time, I actually get to see the sun come up as I'm going to work. And during that time, that is where I talk to the universe. I talk to God, and I am grateful for literally everything. I kind of see everything as a whole. We're talking from the small things to the bigger things and things that maybe even so many people these days take for granted that they don't even realize are wonderful blessings in their life that they don't even realize that they have and to be grateful for. So I use that as everything in a whole, from me waking up and breathing to the car to drive me to work that day. Just all of that together as a whole.
That's correct. And that's one of the things for me. I'm in the same boat as you. I have my, gratitudes, my manifestations, my meditation mornings where I get up in the morning. For me, I do the same as you. I get to see the sun come up or the hill in my window in my office, which is great. And I do the same thing. I thank the universe. I thank whatever you guys believe in. It's what, what I personally believe in. I thank that. And I also put out there positivity for not me, but just for everybody as a whole to basically help us from small struggles to just getting to work to how to shift your attitude. If you know you're going to have a bad day, how are you going to shift it from a bad day to a good day and appreciate the day? Because at the end of the day, and you guys already know this, you might know you're going to have a bad day, but at the end of the day, you're going to end up at the same place you started. You get up out of bed, you go through your day, you end up in bed. Whether the situation got better or worse, you at least lived through the day. And I think for me, it's being grateful for that. It's appreciating that harmonious positivity in your life. And that's going to begin with you guys. So step number one is always going to be on learning to become grateful with everything. And one of the things I want to point out, and this is something that Marcy and I have talked in the past, is what happens to those negative people around you, Marcy? And I know you've seen them and I've seen them, that we call the energy suckers. If you want to talk a little bit about that.
What I have learned from that is you got to remember that there's that saying that misery loves company type of situation. And those energy suckers, those are the ones that they are actually attracted to energy givers, light workers, people that are constantly positive. And you'll notice, and I know that you have experienced with this, and I have experienced with this, where you have the person that just cannot see the bright side of anything. And even though you can tell them, okay, so why don't you try looking at it this way? Why don't you try looking at it that way? They are automatic, like they go straight to the negative. Oh, well, you don't live my life, so you don't understand what's going on. And you have to actually put up a border almost, or like a wall of protecting yourself from that negative to know that that negative is not your negativity, that's their negativity. And that's where you can actually separate that part, where you could still help them out, but you are not involved with that negativity.
And that's one of the questions I was going to ask you. Is it your responsibility as Marcy or as anybody else as an individual to make others be positive, to always be happy? Is that your job?
No, that is never our job. Our job is to make our, we are the ones that build our own positivity, our own thoughts, and our own mind. We can help out others, but we can't change others. That is up to them to do it.
That's correct. That's one of the, I think the hardest falls for me has always been, I always have to be the savior of helping others and making sure that they, see the light. But that's not my job. I can show you the way, but it is your job to do that. So going back to point one being that being grateful comes from within. Let's move on to point number two, which is laugh more, especially at
At
yourself. And
yourself.
yep, that's a good one. I love that one. And I know that you really love that one. I mean, I've known Marcy for a
I
long time, and that's such a good one. So one of the things on point two, being laughing more, especially at yourself, is the point of don't take life so serious. And you've seen those people, you've
Exactly.
met those people out there. Everybody takes it so, task oriented and routine driven. No. You cannot have fun. That's just not the way it's supposed to be. Well, you need to lighten up. You need to calm down, as Taylor Swift would say.
Yeah, you need to calm down because it's 7 a.m. So
Yeah. So one of the biggest things for us is we get it. Life is busy. We fill up our schedules. We get into these relationships and all of these other things where, again, it just goes a routine that you wake up, you go, you wake up, you go, et cetera. Well, I get it. It's being human. You're not being human. You're a robot. You're following the lines. You're following the path. You're, following the herd. But you got to remember, you have to not always be serious. seriousness attitude is obviously going to bring you a negative stance to your life. Too much stress. Yeah. You're not going to have fun. Be positive. Have fun. Don't take it serious. I mean, if you make a goof off of yourself, you make a goof. It's not embarrassing. You lighten the mood. So for you, Marcy, give us an example of, you know, laughing at yourself. What would be one of yours?
It was, this is actually a funny one. I'm a trainer at my job, at my full-time job, and I train others on, you know, how to do our job. And it was my very first training class. And I went in there, we're talking, I knew exactly what to do, how to do it. And I was up there like, nobody can bring me down because I know exactly what I'm doing. And I gave my training class only to find out that my zipper was down the whole time. And that pretty much brought me back down to my level of just, oh my goodness, I can't believe I messed up. I can't believe I did that. But it turned around to where I had a big laugh, like, okay, yeah, I messed up. And I use that as my example in my training classes now. And it lightens the mood. It gives everybody a positive, like, laughter to know that, okay, this is a cool trainer. This is somebody that knows she's not expecting perfection from us. She knows that if we mess up, we mess up. And that's okay, as long as we just keep going. And it turned from a what I thought was a negative to end up being a positive in my life, because I was able to laugh at myself and go, hey, I screwed up, and well, it happens, because this is life and that's what happens.
And that's just one of the funniest things about that story that you mentioned is when we learn to laugh at ourselves and at our mistakes, life again becomes more of an experiment of what makes you happy. And that's what we all need. We need to just learn to be happy. You know, for me, just like you, we've got millions of stories where we could sit here and talk all day on what we've done that was embarrassing, that was funny. But in the end, you know, some people will think, oh my God, that person's an idiot. Oh my God, that person's dumb. No, it's not. It's like you laughed at yourself. It might have been a little bit embarrassing, but guess what? At the end of the day, it raised your vibration from where you were to embarrassment. But that frequency, that vibration raised up to a level of joy. And joy is the perfect right. frequency to be in. And that's where you want to be in bliss pretty much throughout your day. So.
Yeah, and it's tough, especially these days where everybody is offended by even the lightest sarcasm. And it's okay to let yourself off the hook and relax and know that it's okay to mess up. It's okay to laugh at yourself and know that positive thinking can change everything in a moment. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to remember, is it's okay to just smile and laugh at something without getting so offended and so uptight or so serious. Just like you stated right, you know, in the beginning of this, is, you know, not taking life too seriously. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to smile.
When, here's a point for you. When would somebody think you are taking life just not serious and you're just a jokester? And how would you feel if somebody said that to you? Somebody said, you know what? You don't take life seriously, Marcy. You're a joke. You think everything's a joke. You know, you've met those people. How would you respond mm-hmm. to somebody like that?
I've actually had that happen where there was this woman that I was working with, and I'm actually known as the girl that smiles all the time. So if people don't even know what my name is, if they're like, oh, have you seen Marcy around? They're like, who's Marcy? And they literally say, she's the girl that's always smiling. So this other woman came up to me at work and she said, wow, she goes, you've obviously never had a bad day in your life. And I looked at her and I go, what do you mean? And she goes, you're always happy. She goes, so you obviously have never had a bad day in life. And I just smiled and I just go, well, I actually have, and I actually have a lot of bad days. I go, I just choose to not focus on the bad in my life. I know that if I smile it might help somebody else to smile. It might help that positivity to spread. I go, it doesn't mean that, oh, my life is perfect. I go, because it is far from being perfect. But I'm bringing out a positive instead of a negative. After that, when I told her that, every single time she saw me, she smiled because she saw me smiling. And she realized, okay, this is somebody that she might not, we don't know what's going on in her life, but this is what's happening. And it brought positivity to that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. One of the things,
it's about how you view it. So
I agree with you. One of the things that I was going to point out was, you know, positivity accompanies purpose. And a lot of these things, just like the story that you mentioned, it leads into our point number three, which is help others. Now, how can you help others get rid of that negative energy? Well, let me mention a quick saying here. People that live only for themselves have no higher purpose in their lives. If you just live for yourself, and I'm not talking about being no kids, no nothing, no cats, no responsibilities. You just live. No, if you're close-minded, if you're just going, you know, it's about me and everything revolves about me, you don't have a higher purpose. And that's another podcast for another day about what your higher purpose should be. And this is not just your everyday job or being a mama or dad or whatever. But anyway, that's a whole other podcast. The point of this is what we need to do is we need to help others really take that negative energy out. And as I stated before, it is not your responsibility, but a chain reaction of your positivity being around others, it spreads out. Some people will accept it, some won't. Little things like, I don't know, just a small thing I was thinking of. When you open the door for someone as they're coming up to Starbucks and they're like, oh my God, thank you. Now, most people just look at you and walk in. Others go, thank you. And then you engage. You just say, you're very welcome. Have a great day. And you kind of in a small seed are spreading that energy across to others. Or how was your day? And you guys know how it is. You know, I could walk by Marcy and be like, hey, how's it going? She'd be like, fine. And that's it. But when you engage with someone, hey, how's it going? Great. How was your night? It was great. And you engage and you bring that positivity. You're spreading that energy bubble. And in the chain reaction,
yes,
you're spreading it to others and it's growing and glowing and you're translating that positivity across other ones in a tangible form, whereas a collective, you're helping others spread it to joy.
That's exactly it. If it's okay, I would love to use an example that you actually gave me, that I actually saw from you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that, well, anybody that knows me and is we do talk all the time and we have our conversations every single day. Well, there was this one time that he was on his way to a customer. You own your own business. So you were actually on your way to a customer and we're on the phone and we're discussing like what was happening throughout the day. And all of a sudden you stopped the conversation. You said, Marcy, I'm going to need to call you right back. And I go, okay. And I'm like, are you okay? And you go, yeah, I'm fine. But there's a man that looks like his car broke down and he's struggling to get his car across the street. And you said, I'll call you right back. I'm going to go help him out. Now, here you are. You're on your way to a customer. You have your business. You have to have, you know, your business makes your company money and stuff. And you put all of that aside. You did all of that. You pulled over to the side of the road. You got out of your car and you went and you helped that man push his car across the street. The point that I'm trying to make is that just doing that was such a spread, a wave of positive that I could see. And that was just me on the phone. Who knows what had helped out that stranger that you helped out? That what if he was having just the worst day possible? And here comes this person coming to help him out when nobody, there was all these other cars around. You're in the LA area, so you know there's cars everywhere. And you're telling me that not a single one of them came out to help him out. But here comes this stranger to help push his truck across an intersection. Now, I was thinking, this is showing positivity, not only to this stranger, but anybody who was probably watching this was going, wow, Look at that. Look at how this person's helping them out. And it can motivate anybody to start to go, you know what? I want to be more helpful. I want to do that. I want to be the person that can, you know, help somebody out, help out a stranger when we're needed, because we don't know how just that small little difference can change so many attitudes from a negative to a positive. And I want to thank you for that, because that was a beautiful and amazing example that you showed to me, and I know to others.
You made a great point right there, and I appreciate that too. Thank you. You lead by example. I've had some great mentors in my life, so I've learned my way of thinking. There's things, you know, that I still struggle with on the negative end, that I look at others that aspire and inspire me, and I see those things. And yeah, like you said, for me, and I, at least for me as who I am and who I've grown to be, that's the thing. You always help others. But you made a great point, you know, being the best for ourselves will be shown to others. Like you stated, somebody watching, it changes their way of thinking, which is actually point number four, change your thinking. Now, if you're looking at that example that you gave for point number four, somebody was watching this going, yeah, I would never get out of my car. Look, that guy's dressed up in a suit, and here he is pushing this guy's car with dress shoes and everything. But, you know, I didn't care at the time. I literally knew that he needed help, and I put the, you know, safely parked the car, put my hazards on, and helped him push the rest of his car the rest of the way. He got a huge smile on his face, and yeah, there were some people that were watching that either didn't want to get involved but saw it, but it did stick in their mind. So how do you change your negative views to positive views? Well, that's going to be stating and starting from within. You have to look at from within of what kind of person you are. If you sit there and go, well, I'm not a negative person, but I'm not bubbly like, you know, somebody else down the street, that's just not me. Well, you have to take a step back and look at of how other people perceive you. If you think, no, everybody thinks I'm fine, or I don't care what people think about me, right there, it should tell you something. Right there, it should tell you, you should really look at the way you think. You need to be more open-minded, more positive. Change the wording inside your own thoughts. When you're like, I don't care what people think of me, that's a negative thought. You don't see that as a negative thought. You don't see that as a selfish thought about the world that revolves around you. I've met people out there that go, you know what? That's not for me. That's negative thinking. If you don't look at that, and you might not see it, you have to look at the wording in your thoughts. When you're looking at the wording going, well, yeah, no, or whatever, that's negative thinking. It's not the way you do. So you got to start in the beginning. We are hardest on ourselves, and I get it. I totally am. But you got to take that negative self-talk out of you, because it becomes corrosive. It becomes into, do you want to be your grandparents that, you know, and I know you guys don't all have these type of grandparents. So some grandparents are like, get off my lawn. Oh my God, these kids are loud. Why are they, you know, negative talk. They need to change that attitude. So the next time you have a negative thought, maybe write it down, rephrase it, turn it into a positive spin. So an example would be, I did a horrible thing on a test I did today. It sucked. I mean, I could have done better. You're coming down on yourself. And you use the words, this is stupid. I'm stupid. I suck. I'm not good as anybody else. That's being negative. Instead, change it.
Correct.
And just say, you know what? I didn't do so well. I thought I was going to do better. I didn't. But I know I'm capable next time, you know, to kick ass. And you know what? And that's how you change internally. That negative view, that change of thinking, you take yourself and you talk yourself out of the negative points into positive points, which is extremely powerful.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Because you stated it right before, we are our own worst critic. And it takes that change of mind, that change of thinking to turn that around and realize it's okay. And you can do better. And you will do better. And changing that negative into a positive. That was excellent.
So what happens, Marcy, when you try to do that, when you try to change your views, right? But you are surrounding yourself with the wrong kind of people.
That's actually an excellent question, because I was going to say, sometimes when we do have the negative thoughts, I try to, well, you know this, I usually will call you up because I want to surround myself with somebody who I know is a positive in my life. And that would be, I want to say that's actually like our fifth lesson here is surrounding yourself with positive people.
That's correct. And that was one of the things I was going to mention was when you surround yourself with positive people, this is how you end up taking all that negative energy suckers and drama queens and everybody else that would just manipulate you into this vortex of just negativity. That's how you get rid of this. You can only do so much for yourself. So to give you a silly example, you want to quit smoking, but all your friends are smokers. That's going to be a very difficult thing to break because you are surrounded by that. You know, it could go with any type of addiction. So if you see that negative energy is also an addiction, you know, you want to take that out. It's very difficult to be positive when the people around us don't support us, when they go, yeah, okay, whatever, Mr. Bubbly guy, as people call me. Oh, we're not as positive as you. We don't even know where you get that energy. I surround myself with positive people. Yeah, do I have those negative people in my life? Of course I do. But
Yes,
I,
we do. All of us.
exactly. And I try to be a positive light for others. Do I struggle? Of course I do. But what I do is if I'm struggling, I've got my friends that I could call. And I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. If I'm having a bad day, like this past week was a hard week for me, I reach out to my friends, even people that I know have the light in them, and I'll say it straight out. I'm having a hard day today. Help me out, be more positive. And then we just start with a conversation, but we lead away from the negative aspect of the conversation. In my example, staying away from the negative part that I saw was bringing me down, and not sideswiping and not going, let's talk about you because I don't want to talk about my problem. No, it's like putting it out there. In my case was talking to somebody that I've known from my past and going, you know what, I'm having a hard time. Really love to talk to you. They call me right up and go, what's going on? And I know she's a very positive person. And I state to this person, you know what, today I'm having a hard time staying positive. So let's go over some things that are positive right now in this world. Obviously, you know, my family's doing great, business is doing great, and so on. All of a sudden, we start making this positive bubble. And these people, collective people, are helping you to rise up. It is a natural response to always rise up when you are talking to people that are positive minded like you. You know, I know, I knew with you, Marcy, and I've heard these stories. I'm sorry, I was drinking coffee. I heard these stories of where you are telling me a story that I might praise you on going, wow, that's awesome. You know, great job. And then you tell me that you share the same story with other people that don't share the positivity, and then they bring you down. Like when that happens, do you feel as a person being pulled down like a magnet? What's the feeling? I know we all feel it, but in your point of view, what's the feeling when you're telling an exciting story and somebody basically like slaps that story out of your hand and makes it into a negative? How do you feel? What are you feeling internally?
I'll be honest, it makes me almost feel sad. Like not sad in the way of, oh, maybe they're right that maybe that wasn't a, I feel sad for them, because I think, why is it that they don't see the positive out of this? Why is it that they are automatically upset with that? And it makes I want to say it's almost like a disconnected feeling from them. And in those cases, when that does happen, and I mean, and I, and you've, just like you said, you've heard it from me where I'll tell you like, oh, I was telling, I'm telling you about this, and you're going, man, that is really awesome. And I go, well, and I told so and so about it, and they were just like, oh yeah, and what does that mean? Like, who cares? What does that matter to this? And what does it matter to that? And you and I have discussed it, and we both kind of get into, wow, why were they like that? It's like, I, you know what? I don't know. They were probably just having like a bad day, but it's having to, we kind of have to go a step back, but I mean, when you're changing your mind on that, but it's taking action into changing that and realizing like we can't change everybody. It has to be
That's exactly
ourselves.
right. Yeah, and the point number six is getting into action, and that's a very good point that you were making right there. And a lot of negativity is always accompanied with like the freak out response. With anything you do, whether it's your job, relationship, people, or whatever, everything always worries about the next step, the future, the what's coming up, and all of that. It's always everybody's response. Hey, my job is not going the way it should, and I'm freaking out because I can't pay the bills. Hey, my relationship is not going the way it should because it was supposed to go this way. Hey, and so on and so on. You're stressing out. You got that freak out because you're freaking out. And I get it. I'm not perfect, and I can't say my future is set, and I'm riding the coaster in a positive way. We get our ups and downs, and we get it. But the question is, how do you get on point number six into action? How do you make that action plan to get rid of that negative energy? Well, the last 5 points are kind of action points on that, but you gotta start also within. And again, we keep talking about that a lot. We keep drilling it. It goes back to self-care. So for getting into action for something like for me, that negative stress has to be turned into a positive spin, no matter what it is. The getting into action for me would be whether some people meditate, some people, go for a hike. I love music, so I would DJ to get that out of me. But my action steps would definitely be what I would get my day started in the morning and sort of forecast my day to the end, looking at it from a God point of view. Today, I'm my own creator and I'm going to make my day flow this way. When I get to a bad situation, I'm going to take a positive spin. One of my friends that was talking to me recently mentioned to me, you know what is, whatever I tell you, you're not going to do, which is true. And to even that statement I made right there, that's such a negative statement to make. Well, you can tell me whatever, but I'm not gonna do it. So totally, oh my God, I just went into 80s mode. But it's gonna be one of those things that, you can only give advice to someone with the previous tests we mentioned to you guys. But for me personally, this person made a great point. Israel, you like making videos, you like making podcasts, you like turning lessons or these issues into lessons to teachable moments for others. So maybe take whatever you're dealing with, turn it into a audio, video, whatever you do on your end, into a teachable moment for others, which is kind of one of the things why we're doing this today. Negative energy for me personally is what I felt last week. And here we are doing a video. I'm taking, again, my action is to take what I have freaked out about, as we just talked about, and felt that grime of the negativity pulling me down. And now here I am with my co-host Marcy making a video. I'm sorry, an audio, not a video. I keep making videos on how we can help others get out of these things. So for me, I'll sit back, I'll close my eyes, I'll take some breaths, I'll calm down, I'll think of the situation or what happened, and I'll scratch out of the negativity part of it, and I'll go, how can I change that into a positive? Which in my week was going through some mud, going through some negativity, and going, ah, there it is. The root of the problem is I've been drugged down to a different frequency, which is a negative frequency, and I need to upcharge it to a positive. In order to launch me up to the positive, is to take action and teach others how to do better with negative energy, because in the future, then we are all in a positive mode. And the actions that occurred last week for me and other people involved would have been a different turn than where they ended up. And that's why I feel, for me personally, I begin to solve the problem by helping others like you with Marcy here today.
And you're taking yourself out of that emotionally charged negative and moving into that action-oriented positive. And that helps when you do that, when you make that action happen, that's where you're able to solve more problems rationally and in a positive manner also. But it has to deal with you. You're the one that has to do this. And that's what we can't stress enough on this is, and you know, I don't like the word stress because to me, stress continues as a negative, but this is what you have to input in your life is that you are the person that has to make these changes. Nobody can make you happy but yourself. And so it's taking that responsibility as yourself.
Yep, which, you know, you just made our seventh point, which actually worked perfectly here. Our seventh point, it's funny how we're just flowing on this, but take full responsibility.
Yeah.
Stop being the victim. And I think that's where we have to sort of drill that into your heads. Everybody loves to be the victim. Stop doing that. I mean, it's funny. I was just about to pound my fist on this table and I've got my coffee next to my laptop and that's the last thing I need. So negativity. But yeah, we have to take responsibility for our own thoughts. I mean, consistently, this always happens. You handicap yourself into the victim mentality. And I know I sound harsh right now, but it's the honest truth. You sit there and you go, wah, 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 poor me, poor me. And I know I'm going into a negative mode right there, but I have to tell you, you know what? I can't believe that happened to me. What? That person did that and it affected me. Oh, wah, wah, wah. You know what? I'm sorry. You have your own control. You are your own creator. And I know I'll keep throwing that out there for everybody, but it's so true. You are your own creator. Whatever you believe in your life, whether you believe monkeys brought you here or God brought you here, or the universe just imploded, exploded, and here you are, whatever, that's your thoughts. That's your beliefs. I'm not going to step into that. But you're here. So take full responsibility. Your parents raised you, and now you're an adult or however old you are. And guess what? You take full responsibility of your life, just like you do for your job, just like you do for what you're right. going to eat for the day, just like you're going to do with who you're going to date, what job you're going to get, etc. Your thoughts and your actions are the biggest step in creating more positivity. So you need to take responsibility of that, not blame others. I cannot stress, I know this point irks me, but I can't stress enough how when people call me and go, my boss sucks. And my job sucks. And I'm dating somebody and that person is not as motivated as me. And I'm positive and he's negative. And I'm sorry. Are you chained to these people? Are you chained to your boss? Are you chained? Is there literally a physical handcuff between you, your boss, the relationship, you know, whatever? Your kid, of course, you can't get rid of your kid. I mean, I'm not going to kick my daughter out at 5 years old to the street, but. You know, you got to realize that you have to internalize this and you got to discover that only you are going to make a difference in you. Stop being the victim, take responsibility and choose the emotional behavior you want to put out there. You want to be negative, then be negative. But you know what? In this, if you're listening to this, obviously you clicked on this video because you want to figure out the seven ways to get rid of that negative energy. I know I sounded very harsh on that, but it just irks me.
And it's true because so many people, they don't understand. We have an unlimited potential within to create our own reality. It's taking responsibility for everything. You and I were actually just discussing this right before we did this, the podcast, is you and I were both, you know, talking with people about how they've got these opportunities and they're both focusing on negative and they're both like, and they both responded with, well, you don't live my life, so you don't understand. And it's going, well, you are living your life. Yes, we understand you are living your own life, but you are able to make those changes. Stop, just like you stated, stop making yourself the victim. Stop putting yourself in a negative manner of, oh, this is, you know, this is how it is. And there's just no hope for me at all. There's definitely hope. You just haven't changed that part in your mind. You have not taken responsibility yet of your own.
That's life. Exactly right. Yeah. There is a gentleman named Lao Tzu, and he had this really cool saying. Let me see. I'm pretty sure it was like this. Watch your thoughts. And they become words, which is true. And then watch your words and they become actions. And then when you watch your actions, they become habits, which we all want to make sure that we have habits. When you watch our habits, they become your character. And then when you watch your character, it becomes your destiny. And right there, it sums up your flow from your thought to your destiny of who you are. And this is such a powerful thing. When you make positive choices in your favor for yourself, you literally take all of these points, everything that we've stated here today, and you make it about you. You're fully responsible of getting rid of your negative energy and negative thoughts, but you have to change. I mean, you have to change.
It all boils down to being these, what we do right now, what we're doing right now, we're giving everybody steps. We're telling everybody, you know, these are helpful steps, but like always, it starts with you. It starts within you. It's up to you to do these steps. And that's the whole point. You can sit there and say, oh, there's a door right in front of me. Well, guess what? You're the person that has to open that door to walk through. You can't just have somebody else, oh, well, I'm just going to sit here and wait for somebody to walk by and maybe they can open up the door for me. No. It always starts with
one of the things about podcasts that I always, you know, listen to, like I'll listen to a point, like for me, if I was to listen to the 7 ways of getting rid of negative energy, I'm going to get the points and I'm going to listen to everybody just like we did here today and go through all the 7 points and go, okay, now I'm probably in the car listening to it. So I'm not writing these things down. So I'm going to look at summaries and be like, okay, but I will pick up the points. Like for me, you know, being grateful is a huge one. And then helping others is a huge one because that's part of my life and surrounding yourself with positive people. You know, like that's what would stand out for me personally. But what I like to do here is do a takeaway because a lot of you are going to sit there and listen to this, you know, almost 45 minute podcast and go, okay, that's a long podcast and I get it. We'll try to make them shorter in the future, but we like to talk a lot. But the takeaway is going to be this. If you literally fast forward it to the end because you're like, maybe there's a summary. Well, here's your summary. In short, what are you going to do today? You know, today being whatever day is for you watching this video, what are you going to do today? Whether you're just getting up or going to bed, well, this is what you're going to do today and I'm going to tell you. Number one, everything you're doing once you're done watching listen to this audio is going to be grateful for something. Doesn't matter what it is. Just stop and ask yourself, what am I grateful for right this second? I don't care if it's pizza. I don't care if it's, you know, you're grateful for your life. I don't care what you're grateful for, but just stop and just say to yourself, what am I grateful for? That's going to be your lesson to do today. Think of something you're grateful for. Now, a lot of you might go, well, I'm grateful for a lot of things. Well, that's even better. But that's where positivity and the positive energy starts. You're being grateful. The second thing you're going to do, and this is a huge one for you, is you're going to practice self-care. And for those of you that watch a lot of positivity and wellness video, that's going to be that's literally the latest trend is the word self-care. Everywhere you go on the internet now, it's going to be self-care, self-care. Okay, take care of yourself. We get it. But that's going to be the next thing you're going to do. If you just said something positive about yourself, what you're grateful for, the next step is going to be, what can you do for yourself right now with self-care that's going to make you feel better about yourself? And that's the second lesson I want to put out there for you is what can you do for self-care? So that's the biggest thing. Now, the third one, and this is a little harder one for all of you, is where can you surround yourself with positive people and the next situation you're going to have that's a negative, spinning it into a positive. That's a harder lesson. That's a harder homework right there for you. A lot of us are going to go, well, I work in a place where everybody's negative. Okay, then don't look at your workplace. Maybe you go to a library. Maybe you go to the mall. Maybe you go somewhere where everybody's in a cheery mood. You know, that's going to be your third takeaway right there. Figure out how to empower that positivity by surrounding yourself. And then how are you going to handle the next negative incident and spinning it into a positive? And of course, that's a difficult one. But you know what? Sometimes you got easy lessons and hard lessons, and that's your hard lesson right there. So for Marcy, on the next negative incident you have, how can you turn a negative incident into a positive?
I'm going to be using the steps that we actually just went over. And it's pretty much going to be surrounding myself with a positive person. If something negative does come up, I'm going to be doing the taking action, taking a deep breath, walking away from a situation that could be causing a negative, and making that change on my own. And if anything, try to do your best to either focus on a positive in helping out somebody else to maybe think positive, turning it around for them if it's somebody else that's causing a negative. But there's so many ways that we could use all seven of these lessons that we just went over that can change that negative.
That's exactly right. One of the things that we want to point out on these podcasts that we're doing is continuing the flow. So for us, the next cast that we're probably going to be doing is going to be practicing your self-care. Because yeah, you have to look within, feel better about yourself, get that vibration raised. And then after that, we'll do a podcast on making positive thinking your habit, which is one of the things we mentioned with Lao's quote was, when you watch your thoughts, it becomes your destiny because of your character. So that's going to be one of the next casts that we'll be doing, is making it a habit. And then the next cast that we'll be doing on also will be avoiding negative people in your daily life. Sometimes they can't be avoided. I mean, you have to work. You have to be around people. You can't shelter yourself in a bubble. But how do you avoid that? You can't change people, but how do you avoid that? So those are the next three podcasts that we'll be doing coming up quickly here. And I know this is almost 47 minutes long, and we're trying to cut them down to shorter.
definitely the next podcast, they are going to be shorter. This one is a little bit longer because we were going over a lot of steps. And this is an issue that so many of us have these days. And that's why this one is a little bit longer, but it's because we're bringing out all points that can really help
that's
out.
That's exactly right. So first of all, I want to say thank you, Marcy, for being here. Really appreciate you being the co-host today on the 7 Ways of Getting Rid of Negative Energy. I really appreciate that. And we also want to thank all of you out there for always joining us here. Don't forget, here on your podcast, you can just subscribe to The Chosen Path. That's on any podcast, and you can listen to podcasts on any player, anyone you can find out there. We are on there as The Chosen Path. Share it with your friends. You know, we like to also get your comments, tune in, and then let us know what you think. Also, if you want to sort of let us know what subjects you guys want to talk about, or you want to go into further into something, you can send us some DMs and let us know about that. You can also follow us on Facebook and YouTube. And we have actually two pages on that. We've got The Vibrational Resonance and Awakening, The Chosen Path. Both of them are out there. You can find either or. I will put the links to those as well on this. And find us on Instagram or IGTV as Is Radio. That's ISS Radio. Marcy, I'll see you later. This was awesome. Thank you.
Sounds good. Bye.
Thank you.